Hello and welcome to the Friday, September 5th, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Rob posted a pretty neat diary about UDP scanning a firewall. Now, port scanning, of course, is pretty basic. However, UDP port scans are often not well understood, in part because the response you get back really very much depends on the application protocol that you're dealing with. Remember how last week we talked about NTP sometimes leaving your firewall vulnerable if you have an NTP server running behind a NAT firewall? So of course Rob is starting with NTP and how you can learn more about the network behind a firewall by scanning for open NTP ports. But then he's also moving on to Ike, the Internet Key Exchange, which of course is frequently used for VPNs, and then of course gives you more details about, for example, network layout or the authentication mechanisms that are being used for the VPN. And it looks like there is yet another version of JavaScript malware out there that's attacking home routers. In this case, the malware will actually try to brute force the username and password being used to log into the device. It does so pretty simplistically by just adding the username and password to the URL, and then it attempts to change DNS servers. And of course, at that point, once the attacker was able to change the DNS server settings in the router, the attacker may redirect you now to a site at their will, and this will lead to further phishing and additional malware attacks. Typically, the user is tricked to this malware page that contains this JavaScript by offering some adult material. Now, the brute force here is not very exhaustive. It really just looks at the small number of standard passwords. If the brute force is not successful, the attacker will just pop up a dialog box and ask the user for their Wi-Fi username and password, hoping that the user thinks this is just sort of an errand dialog, and in order to stay connected and keep looking at the images, they then quickly enter their username and password. And of course, to defend against this, just use a password that's unlikely to be guessed during an attack like this. And apparently, antivirus company GData came out with what I describe a USB firewall. Now, we have seen in the past little hardware dongles that essentially just connect the power leads in a USB connector, and as such can be used, for example, to charge a device. This product, which should be downloadable for free, but I can't find it on their site right now, does protect the USB port via software. Now, what it does is that whenever the user connects a new keyboard to the system, it will warn the user, telling the user this isn't actually a keyboard, and then ask for permission to actually connect it. The attack this is trying to protect you from is this infamous bad USB or a rubber duggy attack, where you do have a USB device that looks like a memory stick but actually is a keyboard logically, and then sends some pre-programmed keystrokes to the system. If anybody tried it out and wants to share experiences, please let me know. I'm interested to see if it works or doesn't work. Like I said, at this point, I couldn't try it out myself because I can't find this software on the GData website. There is, of course, other software out there that's usually more used in enterprises to control USB devices that are being connected to systems. This one appears to be more targeting the home user market or mobile devices that are not necessarily centrally managed. And in case you got infected by Decrypt, which is yet another piece of encryption ransom malware, there is good news. Checkpoint was able to reverse this particular piece of malware and figured out it's actually just using a symmetric cipher, and the key is actually just appended to the file. So pretty straightforward to then decrypt the files. So at least some of the crypto malware does make some standard and basic crypto mistakes, and not everybody does it as well as CryptoLocker. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.